Relay News via remote. I'm Laura Goodman. U.S. President Donald Trump said in a Fox News interview Sunday that he no longer has COVID-19 and is not a transmission risk for the virus. He plans to hit the campaign trail on Monday with a return to big rallies. Trump's doctor said on Saturday that the president was not a transmission risk, but did not address whether he tested negative for the virus. I passed the highest test, Mr. Trump told Fox News and added, it seems like I'm immune. Meanwhile, British leader Boris Johnson on Monday will present fresh restrictions to Parliament, expected to be a new three-tier lockdown system as virus infections surge, particularly in Northern England. His chief strategic advisor wrote to MPs representing seats in Northern England following a meeting with regional leaders to warn them that it's very likely they'll have to submit to tougher rules. Iran's nuclear chief Ali Akbar Salehi has tested positive for the novel coronavirus, state media reported on Sunday. This as that country announced a new record high in daily fatalities. Salehi, a vice president and the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, has been under quarantine and resting at home since the test on October 3rd, state media reported. The health ministry said another 251 people died of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours, a record high for a single day in the Islamic Republic, the hardest hit country in the Middle East. A U.S. official said Sunday it was disappointing that North Korea had displayed a new intercontinental ballistic missile at a military parade in Pyongyang as denuclearization negotiations between the two countries remain deadlocked. Leader Kim Jong-un watched the huge ICBM roll by at the climax of a grand nighttime parade Saturday, just weeks before the U.S. election. Analysts say it's the only one of its kind in the world if it works. This is VOA News. Belarus police used water cannons and stun grenades on Sunday as they moved to disperse crowds of opposition protesters in the capital Minsk, according to an Interior Ministry spokeswoman. Belarusian authorities have mounted harsh crackdowns on demonstrators, calling for an end to the regime of the strongman leader Alexander Lukashenko, who claimed victory in disputed polls in August. Voting was underway in Tajikistan Sunday in a presidential election expected to pave the way for incumbent Emomali Rahmon to become the longest ruling strongman in the former Soviet Union. Few are anticipating any hiccups for the incumbent as he closes in on three decades in power and looks to overtake Kazakhstan's recently retired leader in Central Asia's oldest ruler race. The Central Electoral Commission said the vote had passed the turnout threshold required for validation, with more than 70% of the nearly 5 million eligible voters casting votes. Turnout statements are common in this area of the world, though, and aren't easily verified. Rahmon faces four other candidates, all viewed as token opponents, in his bid for a fresh seven-year term. And constitutional changes passed in 2016 would allow him to run for office innumerable times. These election results are expected Monday. The self-proclaimed Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus is also voting Sunday for a new leader amid heightened tensions on the divided island and in the wider eastern Mediterranean. The presidential election in the breakaway region pits the incumbent, who supports the reunification of Cyprus, against a nationalist candidate who is backed by Turkey. The vote in the republic, which is recognized only by Ankara, comes 3 days after Turkish troops angered the Republic of Cyprus, which is an EU member, by reopening access to the once popular beach town Varosha for the first time in decades. That move sparked protest in the majority Greek-speaking Republic of Cyprus, which exercises its authority over the island's southern two-thirds, separated from the north by a UN-patrolled buffer zone. The election comes amid tensions in the eastern Mediterranean over the planned exploitation of hydrocarbons between Turkey on the one hand and Greece and its close ally Cyprus on the other. And Rafael Nadal beats Novak Djokovic in men's tennis singles, wrapping up a French Open, which took place late due to the coronavirus pandemic and with nearly empty stands. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.